Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
I'm really glad you added an extra day to your holiday so you can come and see the spectacle that is the Jubilee Flotilla.
Yes, me too, but what is with all this terrible weather, King Carl?
Terrible? This is your average British summer weather. Just lap up that sun.
Sun? Would that be the sun above 2 miles of cloud cover and torrential downpours?
Yep, that's the one. Bask in its glory.
You know, this is not how I envision London in the summertime.
Hey, at least there's no fog.
Oh, you know, I would have enjoyed fog. Because I could have tried to lose you in it and get back to a warm, dry hotel.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, it was nothing.
Hey, today you're going to see something special. 1,000 ships sailing down the Thames following the Queen's barge.
Why are they doing that?
Because the Queen's been on the throne for 60 years.
Well, I know that, but I mean, why are they sailing down the river instead of just doing a parade where everyone can get a better look at her?
Well, they are. You see the Thames? Well, boats. Her Maj likes... Okay, I've got no idea. Maybe it's because our roads are so bad here in London. That could be it. Oh, look, here they come. Here they come.
Where?
There, there.
Oh, I can't see anything through this rain.
That big red boat. The Queen's on that big red boat.
Oh, okay.
See her now?
No.
She's the one with the big white hat on.
Okay, I think I can just make her out. Oh, she's small, isn't she?
Compared to me, she is.
Carl, NBA players are small compared to you. I just thought she'd be taller.
You see, this is what makes Britain great.
What, standing in the rain? By a river? Watching an elderly lady slowly float by on a barge?
No, the fact that we can still organize wonderful pageantry pieces like this. Okay, you may have a point.
Well, you know, still, if you can do a spectacle like this for your queen of 60 years... The opening of your Olympics will be breathtaking, I'm sure.
Hey, my American friend, watch that sarcasm.
Oh, I'm sure it will be amazing. Really, really sure. You know, she doesn't smile much, does she?
It's called being regal.
I think it's called being miserable.
Excuse me, miss. Do you mind coming with me?
Hey!
What is it, officer?
I heard what the little lady was saying. We have rules against insults like that.
Hey, let go of me!
Oh, come on, officer. She's an American. She doesn't know you can't insult the Queen.
The Queen? I was talking about the Olympics, mate. No one's allowed to say anything derogatory about that. They told us so. Now come quietly, please, miss.
Wait, Carl! Carl!
Don't worry, miss. Your arrest is being sponsored by Cola Coke. The taste of the next generation.
Carl!
Well, officer, I for one welcome our Olympic overlords. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Yes, we're back to Worlds Apart. My name's Carl.
And I'm Missy, and we're back.
And we are back. We are back to try and discuss the differences between Britain and America, apart from the spelling. So, Missy's back now from her holiday in Florida. She's looking very tan, very...
Do you see that?
I can see that.
I am quite tan,
How much did that can cost to spray that on?
Oh, jeez. I don't use a tan in a can. This is my Pippa look.
Pippa.
My Pippa. No, I did. I got quite tan, and I don't mean to ever get tan because I sunscreen the holy heck out of myself, just like I Instagram this entire vacation. But it happens. I ended up getting really sunburned on my back half. My back and the back of my arms.
Your back half of what? Oh, I see.
Of my person.
Oh, okay.
But it just kind of, I have that Italian lineage, so it just kind of, the burn just kind of blends into a tan. So it's kind of exciting. So I'm wearing clothes that really show it off, like this neon yellow t-shirt, which nobody can see but you can.
Well, there you go.
Am I right? Do I look tan? Did you even recognize me?
Missy, right? Anyway. I'm quite happy. When I get sunburnt or tanned, my skin just peels off and it's gone. It's wonderful. And I go back to being blue.
You're not blue.
British blue.
You need to spend some quality time in the sun, Carl, with like SPF 125. Even like in your hair. Oh dear. Your ears.
What's left of it?
Oh, stop. Stop. So, yes, we're back. We're back on track. We've got our schedule rolling. Are you planning on taking any more holidays anytime soon, Carl?
I don't think we're allowed. From some of the emails we had, we're not allowed to take another holiday for some time.
Isn't that sweet? I know. People were sad we were gone. Oh, that's so nice.
It is, isn't it? Also, we had some reviews.
Yes, we do.
So I'll start off. Oh, absolutely. All right, I'll do the first one. This is for Mr. Monkey. Mr. Monkey 216.
Mr. Monkey.
Does that mean there's another 215 out there before he got to his 216? But anyway. A great podcast explaining two great countries separated by common language, dealing with slang and common words. Missy and Carl have such good chemistry. You'd think that they'd be a married couple. That's the second person that said we're married.
I know. Wow.
Mind you, in my view, the best way to break up a friendship is just to get married.
Ba-dum-bum.
Heaven. Also, heaven help us if Missy invades Britain.
Hey, what does that mean?
I don't know, but do you plan to invade Britain anytime soon?
Heaven help us if Missy invades Britain? Okay, is that a good heaven help us or a bad heaven help us? What do you think?
I don't know. Depends how loud you're going to be.
Do you ever watch Pinky and the Brain? Is that big in England? Pinky and the Brain.
It was when I was younger.
What do you plan on? What are we going to do tonight, Brain? Pinky, well, Brain, same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world. Maybe I'll do that with Britain. I don't know. I don't think Britain could handle me, Carl.
Sure.
Drop me in the middle of London and let me just... Let's see.
I feel so sorry for London.
I made by the end of the day. Oh, that was a really nice review.
Absolutely.
Here, let me read the next one.
Okie dokie.
This is from Ajax 322, which, as Carl pointed out, means there's
321.
I had to do my math there for a minute. A really funny and great podcast that just keeps the laughs coming. Yeah. They didn't write, yeah, I just said that. Especially loved as a Brit listening to Missy's realization of words and their meaning over the pond here in the great nation of Britannia. That was very nice. Well, some of your words, I'm sorry.
What?
You need to, because I can see you, Carl, you need to hold up some kind of like warning flag. We need to have a, like, I was just by the ocean and they have warning flags that fly. Like if it's red, it's very dangerous currents. Orange is dangerous sea life. There was, no, not orange, purple. Red and purple, which meant it was dangerous tides and dangerous sea life. And I wondered, could we define dangerous sea life? Is it like a really ticked off dolphin?
Well,
are they sharks?
It's
are they
a shark
jellyfish?
With a flick knife.
We don't know. But anyway, you need to do that same thing. We need a worlds apart warning flag system. So you can just hold it up when you like see me going somewhere that you know is not good. Just wave it.
Now, why would I do that?
But just wave it anyway. You don't need to make a noise. I'm just saying. But thank you, Ajax. Thank you for listening. Absolutely. It's spreading the word.
We've also got one more feed from Twitter this week from our friend Paul Wheatley.
Paul Wheatley. Hi, Paul.
Who does the shows, does three shows on the network, iOS, the web show, and the gamer show. And he has finally put pay to what butterbeer tastes like.
Butterbeer. And what does he say it tastes like?
Well, he said he visited Florida in March and butterbeer tastes like Coke floats. Cola with a spoon of ice cream.
See, that is not at all what I thought it would taste like.
In fact, that sounds a bit sickly.
Have you ever had a Coke float?
No, but I've had Coke and I've had ice cream. I can just imagine putting them together.
Do you have vanilla ice cream in it? Have you had a root beer float?
I can't have root beer. It tastes like that stuff the dentist gets you to wash your mouth out with at the end of...
Are you serious? You don't drink root beer?
It's disgusting.
Carl, honestly, really? I'm a little sad by that. I love root beer. Get those little root beer candies. It's just like a little root beer party in your mouth. But a root beer float with vanilla ice cream, you could do a Coke float. You need to do that.
It sounds horrendous.
Oh, it's delicious. And then like the top of the Coke gets all like ice cream foamy, and then you... And it's so good.
You're not selling it. Ugh. You're not selling it to me, anyway.
Is that not enticing? And it's all foamy, and then you go... Oh, that doesn't make you want to run right out and...
That reminds me of saying... another Paul said to me a little while ago in an email. He said he's seen Americans add sugar to their Coke. Like, it's not sweet enough already.
I have never seen that in my life.
Really?
No, I have seen a sugar cube added to, like, Prosecco, which is one of my favorite drinks in the entire world. And I kind of wish I had some now, but I don't. But they'll take a sugar cube. It's a very Italian thing, Italian-American thing, and they'll put it in there. But I've never seen it in Coke. Where's this Paul hanging out?
I don't know.
Mm.
But it sounds like a very sweet place, wherever it is.
You know, I wonder if the Hogwarts kids had a Coke float for the first time and said, this tastes like butterbeer.
But then they get drunk on butterbeer.
I don't know. I wonder if the opposite's true. Hey, Hermione, what is a Coke float taste like? Oh, Ron, it tastes like butterbeer. I don't know. That could happen.
I want to know why Harry and Ron are trying to get Hermione drunk on butterbeer, but there you go.
That's a follow-up book. That was cut at the end by J.K., which I don't. Do you know what J.K. stands for?
I don't know.
I know it stands for just kidding, but do you know what her name means? J.K. Rowling, with the J's for?
No.
Did they call her J.K.? You're British. You should know this, Carl.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I don't often see her down the pub.
Listen, you've been to the Hogwarts Castle in Universal, and you're British, so you should know what that J.K. means.
No, I can't think of anything. Mine's gone blank. She obviously used to spell on me.
I told you, you're my British Wikipedia.
Christ, you're not going to learn much from me.
I learn all things from you. Do not lead me astray. That's all I'm saying.
The only thing you've learned from me is naughty words, which you seem to love.
I love them.
Don't say a naughty word. Don't say a naughty word.
I'm not. I said it on my holiday. No one in Florida knew either. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, you know, I was watching actually a rerun of 30 Rock. Do you ever watch? Do you watch 30 Rock?
Oh,
there?
Yes.
Yes, you do. And it was the episode where Alec Baldwin's character was dating the Eye of Avian Bone Syndrome. She was his British art dealer. And he has a heart attack. And she sits up in bed and says, "Oh, bollocks." And I punched my fist up in the air and said, "Yes! That's right."
Oh, God.
So it was exciting for me. I played it over and over again. She didn't say it with enough emphasis, I think, but anyway.
How many other people were in the room with you while you were doing this?
Five.
They obviously know you already, so they know you're crazy.
There was no explaining that needed to be done. They already knew me. I didn't do it around strangers, mind you.
I do, but that's why I get restraining orders.
Yeah. Yes, well, that's a whole other show, isn't it?
So what did you get up to on your holiday?
Did I get up to? What did I do? I went to the beach a lot. And they have, where I go in Florida, it's a northwest portion of Florida, the Panhandle. And the beaches are basically quartz sand. So they are white, and I mean pristine white. And the water is this turquoise to coke glass, greenish blue and clear. I mean, go to your waist and look down and see your feet. It's fantastic. I had an unfortunate incident once with fish in my swimsuit. The last time I went to Florida, I was swimming on my stomach, just floating because it was just tranquil and beautiful. And I don't like fish. I don't like them. I've never liked them. Fish and grasshoppers, I tell you what. And I had a scoop neck and I looked down and I see this silver thing just laying right on, you know, one of the girls. And I thought, oh my God. And I freaked and I kind of went under the water and I did that and I got back up and I thought, okay, it's okay, Missy, just chill. It's okay. And then I thought, wait a minute. So I pulled my swimsuit out and I looked down.
Well, hey.
The whole family had died in my swimsuit, under the girls, right there in the ocean. My children were there. I started screaming and I pulled my swimsuit all the way down and got under the water and just let their little dead fish corpses float away. I was crying. It was awful. I know it makes, it's so illogical. But, and I climbed up to the hotel room and my kids were laughing so hard they were crying.
So Mrs. Breasts, where fish go to die.
They do. They were, I swear to you, I swear to God, there were like 10 of them. Just all, and they were all looking at me with their one eye, just right there. Oh my God. So I think of that. And so I made sure that this swimsuit was not going to be, you know, a fishnet. And, but it was wonderful. I went to the beach and we rode wave runners, which are like motorcycles on the water. And I took a pontoon boat out on the pontoon, which was a hoot. Took it out for hours, like 6 hours, and swam and went to a deserted island. And this was really fun. I had a lot of frozen custard. I said I was going to have one. I was just going to limit myself to one, and I did. A day.
Better than an hour.
Well, there was a couple days that they had some two-a-days, but it was nice. It was really nice. It rained a couple days. Really hard, which wasn't fun, but you know, you have to make your own fun and just have to turn it into an adventure. And it was great. So my holiday was lovely. Thank you.
See, that reminds me of my holidays when I was younger, and we used to go to the seaside here in Britain, down to a place called Eastbourne.
Uh-huh.
And it was slightly different to how you experience it over there in Florida. For example, our beach, our nice sandy beach, you know when you get sand blown into your sandwiches and whatnot?
Yes.
They've done away with that by placing stones all over the beach. So it's a nice stony beach.
Well, some beaches just are stony.
Well, these
they're just rocky.
And then you don't have to look at your feet when you go into the water either, because if you go more than an inch, you can't see your toes.
Well, that's like a California beach. Well, but the Pacific and the Atlantic aren't going to be clear. It's only in that precious part of the Gulf of Mexico that you get those crystal clear waters. That's why I love it so. I want to go to there again.
Well, you're not allowed. We're not allowed to take another holiday. We've been banned.
I don't want to go to there. I want to stay right here. Carl, we should do a podcast from the beach one day. Could you imagine?
Hang on.
That'd be fun.
Are we talking about Eastbourne Beach or Florida Beach?
No, Florida Beach.
Okay, I'm going for that.
Well, I would do the Eastbourne Beach.
Would you?
It's all right. Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of it sometime.
Do it so I can see it. I'm totally, totally good with that. Totally good. But you have, while I was on holiday.
Holiday?
You were watching a Diamond Jubilee.
We was watching the poor old queen sailing down the Thames, as you heard from our intro. The poor old queen sailing down the Thames looking very cold. For 2 hours with thousands of ships tailing her.
Well,
and then to make matters worse, after she'd done that, she tries to go home to go to sleep and have a bloody rock concert outside her house.
Did they really do it right outside?
Right outside. I mean, you're trying to get asleep and there's Elton John banging on. I mean, come on.
Oh, I think that sounds fantastic.
I bet she went out to complain.
I heard that Grace Jones was there and wished her a happy birthday.
Really? And she pretty well, who's that?
Who's Grace Jones, or do you think the Queen's saying who's Grace Jones?
That's what I think Queen's saying. Mind you, I'm thinking most of the people watching are also thinking, who's Grace Jones?
Who is that? Why is she wishing our Queen a happy birthday? That's what? Jubilee. That's just a fun name. A jubilee. You can't.
Jubilicious.
This is happy.
It is.
Jubilee. It's a jubilee. Have you had Cherry's Jubilee? It's a dessert.
And that's why you know it.
It's dessert. It's very good. It includes liqueur, so I'm surprised you don't know it, Carlton. Yeah, it's very good. Oh, the diamond. So do you think, did the queen come out and say, thank you all for coming to my Diamond Jubilee? I had a great time. Thanks for braving the weather.
She rang us all personally, actually. We all had to sit in, and she'd ring us up and say, hi, Carl, thanks for celebrating with me.
Does the Queen tweet?
I don't know. I've never been close enough when she's walking. Oh, you mean, right.
Oh, I can see how that would be confusing. Does she have a Twitter account?
I don't know. She does. I know there's a few spoof ones, but I'm not sure if she's actually got one of them.
I'll bet you should. I can't.
She'd have a flunky doing it, wouldn't she?
Oh, come on. That would be so much fun. One I would totally tweet. Follow her. We should check it out and see if she's got it, and then we'll follow her.
Well, she'd be. Oh, look, Missy's following me. One's following Missy, being followed by Missy.
Being followed by Missy. Can you call the queen adorable? Is that wrong? Is that a faux pas?
You probably wouldn't do it to her face, I don't think.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Because how would you do it? Oh, you're an adorable old lady.
No! Well, I would never follow
her. Send her to the tower!
Oh, my gosh. And Boleyn her! That Missy. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you'd probably get that treatment anyway, because you're an American, so I'd be straight to the tower.
See, I know. I know. I'm afraid I just don't. I wouldn't. Oh. God.
But you can fake a British accent, so you might get away with it.
Oh, I could do my Poppins thing.
That's true.
I could dress in Poppins. That would.
Then I'd get you to the tower double
a heck
quick.
Of a lot of people in London, huh? Walking around the shop with a little red bow tie on and my hair up, trying to say words like prawns.
You totally fit in Knightsbridge, don't you?
I don't know what Knightsbridge is, but if I fit
it's
in
the
there,
posh
I'm
area.
Going.
Posh area.
It's a what?
Posh.
Oh, it's posh.
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 Yes. Posh. Where Harrods is.
Do you say posh or posh?
I say posh, unless I'm trying to be posh when I say posh. Does that make sense?
Do posh people pronounce it posh?
I don't know. I don't know any.
Well, then how do you know posh?
Because that's how I imagine they'd say it.
Oh, now you're just making stuff up.
Well, yes.
See, you can say anything and I'll believe you. They pronounce it push. Okay. So then I'll do it on my next Missy show. And
hey, I'm waiting for you to come to London and I can send you off to someone and say, yeah, just say this. And then stand like 100 yards back and just laugh.
And you would. Oh, hey, yeah. Missy, go order us lunch, but tell them this. This is what everyone in London says. And then I'll be saying something really off color.
Petito.
What?
So I'll ask you to go and get a fried petito.
A petito.
That's how we say it.
You do not.
Yeah, but you won't know that.
I knew that. I'll be on my guard. Chips.
I'll still be videoing it. It will still go out on Twitter.
Oh, good lordy. So your queen really did look miserable.
Well, it was streaming down with rain. I nearly said a naughty word there. It was hammering it down with rain, wasn't it, on that day? I mean, they took apparently 2-3 years planning the event, and then all we had was dull, grey, rain-soaked streets, which is typical Britain.
But they planned for it. I mean, they were ready for it.
What, an umbrella? See, on the same day, we was meant to have street parties and all this, and they all got moved indoors or into pubs. Mind you, I can see that.
Well, it's not too bad.
No.
Good for the local shop owners, right? Because you're going to want to duck in, get out of that rain. Is it cold rain? It's summertime. So is it like in Florida it rained, but it was warm rain. I was out on a wave runner in the middle of the Gulf. And the rain came down, and the warm waters of the Gulf mixed with the warm waters of the rain shower. It was wonderful. I was like a drowned rat afterwards. It was wonderful. So is your rain warm?
No,
is it warm rain?
It's cold. It's miserable. It's normally accompanied by wind and thunder and...
Oh.
But no fog.
I still don't believe that, but okay.
There's no fog.
Yeah, I saw Dark Shadows and there was fog. The movie Dark Shadows. There was a lot of fog in London. I'm just saying.
No, there's not. You've been watching too many Sherlock
Holmes. I'm just
saying.
It was made by a Brit. Had Brits in it and there was fog. And it opened in London. And I remember thinking to myself, there is fog right here. Madness so wrong.
I hope you didn't jump out in the cinema and shout that out to the screen.
No, I think I did say out loud, there is fog. I'm not known for being quiet.
So you say it's set in London.
Hmm?
Did you say that film was set in London?
The opening of the film was in London, and it shows the character growing up. I won't give it away, but Barnabas Collins, and there was fog everywhere. Okay. It was a fog fest.
Well, that's good, because I noticed you were able to pronounce, unlike me just then, the word London, which is good, because I discovered this week, well, as we've all known, us Brits, for some time, that you Americans can't pronounce our place names.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean by
I'm
that.
I'm sure, no, I've never
Carl.
Heard you mangle a word on the Missy show.
Oh, this is news to me. What?
So, what we're going to do is I feel it incumbent upon me to teach you.
Wait, hold on. This is almost sounding like a game show to me.
No. This is called torture.
I'll humiliate Missy on Worlds Apart show.
No. It's called re-educate. That's the word we're using. Re-educate. And then you can go forth into America and share this knowledge with the hope that when you come to this country, you will no longer mangle our place names.
You really think I mangle them?
Well, let's see, shall we?
All right.
So we have some place names in the document.
Okay, hold on. I wasn't ready for this. Okay.
Right, so you see the two right. sentences, the two lines of place names. So let's just go through them. So what would you say?
Could you have picked harder names, Carl?
They're not hard. They're easy. You're going to find out how easy they are. So let's go through. Let's start with the first one.
You need like a degree to pronounce these.
Now, this was a famous square in London where they show lots of movie premieres and stuff. So everyone in England will probably know what I'm talking about. But let's... Missy, so please pronounce the first place name.
Well, Carl, I don't want to. No, okay, well, I would pronounce that Leicester Square.
Leicester Square.
Leicester Square. Leicester. Leicester. Because you wouldn't put it shish, would you? Like a shh. Leicester. Leicester.
Well, you
Leicester.
You'd be glad Leicester. To know. You'd be glad to know you pronounce it exactly how all other Americans we seem to hear pronounce it, especially cabbies.
How do you pronounce it?
Leicester Square.
Leicester.
Yes.
Okay, but
I know. Oh, I know. I know.
I see in it. We're just skipping over
the
those.
The
I
is silent.
They need to be said.
Yeah, but we have. We like to mess everyone up by having silent letters.
Leicester.
But it's not. It's Leicester Square.
See, that you guys have your own code just to make everyone else feel goofy.
Well, it's to make us feel superior. Yes, but.
So you just have to get rid of some letters, and you can pronounce Leicester Square.
Leicester Square.
Leicester.
I know it should be, but that's just
I'm
not
just
how
saying,
it is.
When I come, I'm taking a little Sharpie, and wherever I see that, I'm just going to go over it.
Oh, you're going to be popular among the Metropolitan Police.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. All right. So, well, the next one's easy.
Okay, yeah. So this is the homeland of our illustrious network owner, Mr. Ewan Rankin.
Birmingham.
That's quite close. Birmingham. So you don't put the emphasis on the ham. Well, I would if I was some...
I always put the emphasis on the ham, Carl. If there is a pork name in there... So you say it would be Birmingham.
Yes, the one.
Birmingham.
Not Birmingham.
First of all, I don't think I say Birmingham like that. Oh, I don't think I say it like that. Birmingham.
Well, not anymore, you won't.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
There you go.
But it's... It's H-A-M. You pronounce H-A-M,
Hum.
I would like eggs and for breakfast. I don't think so.
We do.
So it doesn't make sense.
But it does none of our language.
I would like an sandwich, please.
No, don't say that. When it's ham on its own, it's ham.
But if ham is part of another word, it's
Hum. If it's at the end of something like that, hum.
It's
Birmingham. Although I might be saying it like that just because I'm a Londoner, whereas someone else will say it completely differently.
Birmingham. All right. Oh, the next one.
So the next one.
Okay, now
one of
knowing what you just told me, when I looked at it, I would have said Buckinghamshire. Buckinghamshire.
Sound like you swore then.
Buckinghamshire.
And again.
But you just said hams are ums if they're not a standalone ham. When the ham is not on its own, it becomes So that would be Buckinghamshire.
Right? That's very close. Now you just got the last bit wrong. Shire. We don't say shire like that. We say sheer. Buckinghamshire.
Why is there an E at the end?
I don't know. You have to get into all kinds of
Buckinghamshire.
Now it's lost all meaning.
Buckinghamshire. So the emphasis is on the first syllable, Buckinghamshire. Buckinghamshire.
Buckinghamshire.
So if I walked into someplace and said, where's Buckinghamshire?
We'd know what you mean.
Get out! Get out, American, you darn bloody yank. Buckinghamshire. So it's Buckinghamshire.
There you go.
It's not Buckinghamshire. Okay. Okay, the next one sounds like a Robin Hood place.
It's not. It's in North London.
Tottenham. But you just told me that it wouldn't be ham. It'd be Tottenham.
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 Now, this one does sound cockney.
You go to Tottenham.
Tottenham. Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Tottenham.
I'm a good girl, I am, in Tottenham. 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 Tottenham and Birmingham and Tottenham.
There you go. You're getting it now.
Leicester Square. Oh, bring him on. I'm on a roll now.
This is like a really crap version of My Fair Lady. But in reverse.
Oh, that was good. Oh, my gosh. Just you wait, Carl Madden. Just okay.
So the next one.
Leicester. Okay, now I'm using all that I just learned.
Exactly.
So that would be, I would normally say it, Leicestershire, but you said it should be Leicestershire. No, it would be Leicestershire.
Hey, look at that.
Is that right? Leicestershire?
Spoken like a natural.
I'd like to go to
Leicestershire.
Tottenham and Leicestershire.
There you go.
But you don't pronounce your R's. You know how like Americans are like a pirate, but you pronounce them very, you roll over them. Leicestershire.
I roll everywhere after about 6 points.
Yeah. Me too, after that frozen custard.
That's how I roll.
Holy moly. Okay. Now the next one I know because this is someplace I want to go so so bad. And it would be pronounced Edinburgh.
Oh, perfect.
Was that beautiful?
Yes. There
Edinburgh.
We go.
Sometimes I just walk around the house saying Edinburgh.
All the Scottish listeners will be quite proud that you managed to say that.
But here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Inverness. Is it Inverness? Inverness.
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 Inverness. So the emphasis is on the in.
How did you pronounce it, Monica?
Inverness. It's Inverness. I didn't know. God, it's just like the opening of every single British tech. When Ewan's like, what does he say now? British Tech Network is hosted by blah, blah, blah. Something, something affordable, our UK2.net, fabulous providers. But he says, innovative, innovative. Yeah. What is innovative?
Innovative.
It took me, innovative. I know. I should make Ewan say words. Innovative, what is innovative? So don't even start with my Inverness.
Hey, it's our language. We can say how we want.
Oh, no, you
can't.
Yes, we can. Not on Worlds Apart, Carl.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, on we go.
Three left.
This looks like a spice in, or a liquid seasoning in my, like a sauce. Oh, and that reminds me to ask you something, but brown sauce. We might not be able to get to it this show. But don't let me forget. Put that in the next show documents. Brown sauce, because that does not sound good. Okay. Worcester.
Worcester. It's Worcester, as in Worcester sauce.
So the C is it's like Worcester sauce.
Yes.
Worcester. Worcester. So the C is CH.
Yeah, isn't that not clear?
Yeah, just like losing the E and the I and the C on Leicester Square. It's as clear as mud right now. It's as clear as brown sauce right now.
I have no idea why when you poor Americans come to this country and you can't understand our words.
Where am I going? I don't understand. It's like when you visited, you flew into where in Florida?
Orlando.
See, we have easy names.
Well, not really, have you? I mean, you got all those places that are named after Native American names, and I've got no chance. Like Kilimanjaro, I'm not even going to go there. I'm trying to think of one.
Tallahassee,
yeah, okay. But, I mean, if I didn't know how they sounded, if I was looking at the spelling only, you got some massively weird names, though. You should try and dig some out for the next show.
Oh, I'm doing it for the next show.
You can get your revenge on me.
We're going to turn the tables on you, Carl. Good golly. Okay, next three. Two. Hereford.
Three.
Hereford.
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 No, it's closer the second time.
Hereford.
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 Fud. That's it. That's FUD.
Why is there a bloody R in there? Hereford.
Hereford.
Oh, Hereford. Hereford. Hurricanes hardly happen. Hereford.
Back to that crap thing.
Hereford. Okay, Hereford. So we're, again, let's just get rid of that. Those letters. We don't need them.
We don't need them. They're superfluous. We just like
line through them.
We just like writing. That's why we create all these extra letters going.
And the last one.
Now, come on. I'm sure you're going to get the last.
This is easy.
Go on then.
It would be Welwyn Garden City. Welwyn.
Welwyn. Welwyn.
Right, Welwyn?
Welwyn Garden City. Welwyn.
No, Welwyn? Yes. Is that Welwyn?
No.
But there's two W's.
I know. But it's not. It's Welwyn.
So whoever created these names said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to create these names. And then it's like the code we talked about in the pubs, right? The code. And we're just going to, between all of us here in town, we're just going to not pronounce these letters. So if somebody comes in and they mispronounce our name, we know they're not one of us.
I reckon we'd done this after the Independence War, or the War of Independence. Okay. We thought, right, okay, you've kicked us out of your country. We're just going to make all these names up. So when you come in future touring, you're going to get lost.
You know, stamp tax, that's all I have to say. Stamp tax. Oh, snap, that just happened. Oh, well, that was fun. I got one right.
But now?
And it was Scottish. To boot on the British Tech Network.
Well, Scotland is part of Britain.
Well, that was... It is part of Britain?
Yeah. England, Scotland... Ireland, oh, Northern
all
Ireland
part of
and
Great
Wales.
Britain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think of Scottish as British. I don't think the Scots think of it as British either. I'm just saying. I don't know that they carry hard feelings, but in Edinburgh, I think they would disagree.
Edinburgh.
Have you ever heard the term Sassenach? Is it Sassenach?
No.
One of my favorite books has to take place with. It's what the Scottish would call a British person. It's like a derogatory term.
Scottish would call a British person. So that would be them as well.
No, someone from London, say.
Oh, right, okay.
This was a long time ago. Just forget I said that.
It's not going to
happen. I thought I could come up with something you would say, oh, you knew that?
You haven't just sworn at me, have you?
I would say another S word that I learned. I won't say that either.
Okay.
Sawed off.
Sly.
I love that.
Charming, isn't it?
Okay. It's
charming.
So,
I try and be just... all. I try and come on here and be all erudite, and I hear harsh language like that.
I'm putting me down at the docks.
You're a potty mouth. Potty mouth.
Potty mouth. That's just pants. That's one of my first goofy word that I learned.
Pants.
That's just pants.
Okay, pants. Let's deal with this, right? Because we're on our ninth issue. Ninth episode. It's not a magazine. Pants.
Pants.
Will you American persons stop using pants in the wrong fashion? Pants go on the inside. Outside are trousers.
No, inside is underwear.
No.
Outside or panties. And inside...
It's underpants.
Well, I think girls, would you say girls wear underwear? I say I wear panties. I wouldn't say I wear underwear. Where's my panties? I would say panties.
Do you mind not keep saying panties to me? It's very distracting.
Fanny, fanny, fanny. while we're on the subject of pants, panties, trousers.
The only person that's allowed to wear pants on the outside is Superman. And if I were getting into all the adventures that he got in, I'd need my pants on the outside as well to save on laundry bills.
No, Carl, he doesn't wear pants on the outside. That's just part of his costume. No, trousers. I mean, we call it trousers, too, or slacks, but most of the time it's pants. Trousers are very... I don't even know what trousers are. They sound...
The proper word.
No, they sound like you would get a suit coat, like a sports jacket, and trousers. But if you were just going to wear like a normal pair of long things on your legs made out of fabric, they would be pants.
No, they're trousers.
What do you call underwear?
Underpants. Or underwear. Underpants. Pants go on the inside. That's all I'm saying.
And trousers.
We need to settle this once and for all.
No, I refuse. I'm wearing, what do you call short pants? Do you call them shorts?
Shorts.
I call them shorts.
There you go.
I'm wearing shorts. Do you, but you don't call them short pants. No,
no.
You don't call them pants. Short trousers.
You cannot have pants on the outside. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, but you can.
It's one of those things that just... We listen to and go, that's just wrong.
I think if you went into a store here and you're like, could you point me in the direction of your trousers?
I already had a snooty person. Once when I went into a Subway over there, I asked for a cheese roll and said, can you put some tomatoes in that? And she went, you mean tomatoes? I went, no, tomatoes, please.
That was not pretty, Carl. You mean tomatoes?
That's how she said it to me.
Tomatoes.
Got where I was for a moment then.
Do you say potato or potato?
Potato.
Why don't you say potato? You say tomato. Did you just say tomato? You said tomato.
Tomato, yeah.
Tomato. Then why don't you say potato?
Because there's no such word as potato.
Yes, you say tomato, I say tomato. Yes, there is. It potato, tomato.
Oh, so let's why just call the whole potato? Thing off.
Bing, bing, bing. There's another one in Carl's column right there.
Anyway, all I'm saying is pants are on the inside. And also, pants can be a derogatory term. Which they are. But you know who's not pants? Who is definitely not pants?
Who?
Our wonderful sponsors at UK2.net.
They can say whatever they want. And I bet they say potato.
Well, I'm not sure. Why would they say that? They're educated people. They wouldn't say that.
Oh, Carl, this is for later discussion. This is still not sitting well with me. And you Facebook defriended me, but we won't go there either. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in at the end. It's been bothering me this entire podcast. We'll get into that later. Wait till you hear the story. Okay. So we love UK2.net. We cannot do what we do. They provide the bandwidth that gets us... Take it home, Carl.
To you.
Every week or every other week. Now it'll be every week.
Well, hopefully, yes. Unless Missy goes on another holiday. Mind you, I did as well.
I'm not going on a holiday. Okay. So, and are they still running those specials?
They have still given us some wonderful voucher codes. So if you buy any of their services, if you go use our link, if you use our webpage and scroll down and click through from our site, and you purchase any of their services, you can use these voucher codes to get some discounts. And they are, just enter the words British Tech, followed by the word DNS, and you'll get free DNS for up to 2 years. Use domains, and you'll get 20% off your domain registration. Use VPN, and you'll get 50% off your first month of VPN. Use server, and you'll get £50 off any gigabit server on any contract length. But that's an online deal only, folks. You can't ring up on the phone to get that one. And finally, VPS will get you your first month free when purchasing entry-level VPS.
Those are fantastic. And it's for anywhere in the world.
And you can be anywhere in the world to get these services from the wonderful UK2.net.
Could I be in Leicestershire?
No, because it doesn't exist.
Well, in Antarctica. Oh, because it doesn't exist. Carl... Jeez Louise.
But anyway, so now I've educated you on those new names or those correct names, you can now start to spread Spread the word.
I'm going to hold some informational classes here in the States for anyone who wants to come and learn how to pronounce those names correctly. I only hope that I can remember them.
You have this podcast to listen to, so sure you'll remember.
That's true.
In fact,
I could just point them here.
That's it. You just sell them the link.
And any of you that want to educate your friends on the correct pronunciation, we would certainly appreciate you telling your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your mailman. I don't know, you might call him a postal carrier. I don't know what
postman.
You call him. Postman. Mm-hmm. Your doctor, your vet, anyone you know about Worlds Apart. We would just love to grow our listenership. And if you can find us on iTunes and maybe say a couple nice things about us, make it up. It's all good. We're good with it. You can make it up. Give us some stars, some pretty stars. We'd really appreciate that.
Missy likes her stars.
I love my sparkle stars. I do indeed. Well, Carl Madden, we are back. This was wonderful. It felt good to be back. It feels good to be back home at Worlds Apart.
It's good to see you again, looking tanned.
Good to see you as well. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you guys so much for spending time with us.
Absolutely. We'll see you again next week. Until then, stay safe and have fun.
Bye.
Cheerio.